Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, this is CME on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Nabil Sabah. Here with me today is Dr. Barbara Burtness. Barbara, let's look at a case of a patient with recurrent metastatic head and neck cancer who has an early progression and try to discuss this, this case. A patient has a history of laryngeal cancer, had a total laryngectomy, adjuvant cysts and radiation, and 3 months after completion of concurrent post-op therapy, he presents for scan reviews and now has evidence of pulmonary metastatic disease with 5 lung lesions. All these are less than 1 centimeter in size, and there's a biopsy-proven recurrence. He's asymptomatic, and he was initiated on single-agent pembrolizumab. Can you comment on how to utilize biomarkers to select patients for immunotherapy in these particular cases?
It's a great case because, you know, very clearly from the CheckMate 141 trial and the original experience in KEYNOTE-012, immune checkpoint inhibitor monotherapy is an appropriate FDA-indicated approach for a patient who relapses within 6 months of cisplatin-based definitive or postoperative therapy. And so you're not really obliged to check PD-L1 status. I have to say I would. So if the patient, particularly if the patient had a low PD-L1, I would be very keen to find a clinical trial for them. But if that was not available, certainly the drugs are indicated irrespective of PD-L1 status.
And out of curiosity, given the rapid progression, do you consider adding chemotherapy for some of these patients, or I should say the early progression?
Again, a great question and one that I wrestle with a lot. I think if they got all of their platinum, to be honest, within 3 months, I'm not sure that I would hold out great hopes that the platinum would add much. There are patients, though, who've had a lot of treatment interruptions or who stopped their platinum. And in those cases, I might go back. Would I think about taxane monotherapy with an immune checkpoint inhibitor here that's really, you know, not validated? So my interest would be particularly in trying to get them a combination with the targeted therapy or with another immune agent. And I guess in this context, maybe worth mentioning that the cetuximab combinations have been quite active. And that might be something to think about for a patient like this as well.
So in your experience in these situations, what would be your duration of therapy provided the patient continues to benefit? And how frequently would you assess for response?
I would generally assess for response every 8 to 12 weeks. And the agents are indicated for 2 years of therapy. There has been a recent publication from Lovasun based on real world evidence that does not seem to show a great disadvantage to early discontinuation. But in general, I have continued for 2 years if the patient is tolerating the agent. I'm curious, would you consider a different approach in this patient, just given the rapid progression?
I struggle with this many times, and I think it's on a case-by-case basis. But in general, I completely agree with you about checking the PD-L1 status. Even though these indications were not really driven by biomarker-positive disease, we now know that, you know, that has to play a role in you know, your decision as far as whether to proceed with, you know, single-agent immunotherapy or others. And certainly if the CPS score is less than 1, I'm not very encouraged about starting immunotherapy as single agent. And so I would resort to, clinical trials, of course, but certainly EGFR inhibitors or combination EGFR inhibitors in patients, let's say, with HPV negative disease. And with HPV positive disease, maybe consider a chemoimmunotherapy approach. But, you know, I would say it's on a case-by-case basis. So that has been a great discussion. And so to summarize some of these points, I think we agree that in patients with recurrent metastatic disease, regardless of the rapidity of progression, immunotherapy needs to be considered either alone or sometimes in combination, reminding people that in early progressors, Pembro and Nivo are approved regardless of biomarkers. And if there is a concern for rapid progression or a need to achieve cytoreduction in a timely manner, especially in a situation with a low CPS score, considering other therapy, either cytotoxic therapy, on depending where the disease is, perhaps other modalities should be considered. It has been a brief but great discussion. And again, unfortunately, our time is up. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Total CME LLC and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.